Idaho's effort to rein in Medicaid costs while improving care is creating some friction among the state's mental health care providers and the company Idaho hired last year to manage its system. The state is paying Optum Idaho more than $10 million a month to approve payments to behavioral and mental health care providers who care for Medicaid patients. As Emily Ritter-Saunders explains, providers say they're struggling to pay their employees and care for their patients as glitches in Optum's payment system continue.
Over the last several weeks, Optum has been erroneously sending claims payments to providers in amounts like 5, 7, and 11 cents. The company categorizes the small remittances as a one-time glitch that's been fixed. But two of the Treasure Valley's largest mental health care providers for Medicaid patients say these tiny payments have been a problem throughout Optum's first 11 months in Idaho. Nikki George is the owner of Access Behavioral Health in Boise. In the case of her business, Optum would pay the small remittance within the 30 days its state contract requires. Then the balance of the claim is paid weeks, sometimes months, later.
Because whatever we get from Optum is the money that we directly use to pay our employees. And if we send in a claim for $60, we're paying our employees $40 of that. And if we only get paid 5 cents, then we don't have any money to pay our employees.
George says she hasn't had to cut back on services for patients yet, but she has taken out loans in order to be able to pay her employees while she waits for claims payments. At Idaho Behavioral Health in Boise, CEO Tammy Jones says her company has had to add people in its billing department just to ensure Optum is paying correctly. Like George, Jones has taken out lines of credit to stay in business.
And this is really hurting the smaller agencies where they don't have the resources available to increase their billing department. The mom and pop shops where mom's the one doing the billing, she now has no time to go out and see clients because she's having to spend all of her time chasing the pennies.
Optum contends it is operating within its state contract, which requires it to pay 90% of claims on time and accurately within 30 days. An Optum spokesman said in an email the company is exceeding that requirement with a 99% accuracy rate. The state's contract manager, the Department of Health and Welfare, agrees. The department's behavioral health administrator, Ross Edmonds, says glitches are to be expected as the state transitions into its new managed care system.
I would suggest to you that every single state that has implemented managed care in their Medicaid benefit has experienced challenges in those first couple of years of implementing it.
Some providers, though, don't have the financial ability to weather the storm. At least one has already closed, citing tiny claims payments as one reason. For KBSX News, I'm Emily Ritter-Saunders.